Today, my talk is going to focus on how we've used genetic markers to better understand the historical path of Carolina Gold Rice, which was the first rice cultivar successfully commercially produced in this country some 300 years ago, and to trace its use to current production, where it's being used for the historically authentic cuisine market. Most of people don't realize that the U.S. rice industry is directly linked to the slave trade. We currently have 1.2 million acres of rice produced in this country, which account for about 13% of the rice that is in world trade. This is all traces back to the establishment of the rice industry on the South Carolina coast, which was a result of millions of West Africans being imported into this country as part of the slave trade. When they came in, they brought with them their staple rice crop, staple cereal grain, which was rice. In addition to that, they brought with them hundreds of years of expertise in rice production practices to a country that had never grown this crop before. In addition to that, they brought with them various rice varieties, and initially this rice was just being grown in their subsistence gardens by the slaves, but eventually the landowners started experimenting with the possibility of growing rice commercially in the South Carolina area. The story goes that in 1685, a ship that was traveling to South Carolina from Madagascar brought in the rice cultivar called Carolina Gold, and this was quickly found to be a cultivar that had good yield potential and had a superior cooking quality and was perfect for a potential export market. Within 20 years of Carolina Gold's introduction into this country, it was being grown throughout South Carolina and the Georgia area, and this area was called the Gold Coast, and that's because Carolina Gold rice has a gold hull, and when the ships were traveling along the coast here, they could actually see this rice being gold. See this rice being grown, which was very gold. In addition, within about 20 years, this production had become to the point where it was now the most valuable export crop in this area. Because of the expansion of the rice production in this region, it also resulted in a greater demand for slave labor to work the fields. And so by 1730, Charleston, South Carolina became the biggest import slave market in the country. Rice production dominated in this region all the way through the Civil War time. And at that point, with the loss of the infrastructure and the loss of the workforce, rice moved from the Atlantic coast here to the Mid-South area, the Mississippi River Valley, as well as the Gulf Coast region, which is where rice is still produced today. In 1980, we were contacted by some rice, some farmers in South Carolina, as well as some historical enthusiasts, and they were interested in getting our help in trying to reestablish the production of Carolina Gold rice in South Carolina. Our work as research geneticists with USDA, we had been trying for several years to develop genetic markers that are associated with important traits for breeders to facilitate variety development in the U.S. rice breeding community. Working with Bill Park at Texas A&M University, we developed a genetic marker that is associated with the granule-bound starch synthase gene, which is called WAXY. And this gene controls the amylose content in rice. And amylose content is the major determinant for cooked rice texture. And so this is a very important gene for rice quality. We looked at a survey of about 100 southern U.S. rice varieties, and we found that these are the different alleles that are found in this in our germplasm, and that the allele that is found in Carolina gold rice is quite unique compared to those that are found in typical U.S. long grains as well as other indica long grains. The Carolina gold rice has a what we call the CT14 allele. This chart shows the southern U.S. rice pedigree over 100 years of breeding in this country, and it began with the introduction of about a dozen land races into this country back at the turn of the century. From these land races, selections were made, and then eventually crosses were made amongst those selections, leading to the development of rice cultivars in current day. This rice, this cultivar up here was the Carolina Gold, and we have used molecular markers to show that the allele for the waxy gene in Carolina Gold is identical by descent to these cultivars that have been released more recently. Knowing that this Carolina Gold allele for waxy rice is quite unusual in the U.S. rice pedigree, we wanted to survey the germplasm collection, which is curated by the USDA, to see if we could find where Carolina Gold rice actually came from. We looked at the rice core collection, which is a representative 10% subset of the collection, which includes some 20,000 different accessions. We looked at over 1,600 different cultivars and evaluated this germplasm for this marker, which is associated with this waxy gene, the RM190. In this survey, we found that this genetic marker that's also found in Carolina Gold rice occurred in less than 1% of the accessions in this survey. So this indicated that this genetic marker was quite unique in Carolina Gold in terms of being found in the rest of the germplasm collection. And that might be helpful in terms of us actually finding where Carolina Gold came from. So in addition to that survey of 1,600 lines, we also went through the larger germplasm bank and found another 50 additional accessions. We searched for material that could have been Carolina Gold based upon its name similarity, or whether it came from countries of origin where Carolina Gold is expected to have come from. We also looked for material that had similar grain shape to Carolina Gold, as well as other cooking quality traits. In addition, we also surveyed some Oryza glabrima cultivars, which is the unique species of rice that is indigenous to Africa. From these over close to 1,700 accessions in, we had come up with seven potentially interesting cultivars that appeared to be quite similar to Carolina Gold. We grew those seven cultivars in a side-by-side experiment this last summer to compare it with Carolina Gold. In addition to that, we surveyed these cultivars with some 49 well-dispersed genetic markers. From that survey, we identified this one cultivar called Bencorum, which possesses the rare RM190 allele like Carolina Gold. It also has the same genotype as Carolina Gold in 42 out of 43 of these markers. It had very similar height and days to heading, as well as grain appearance compared to Carolina Gold. This cultivar was introduced from Ghana in 1971. And we found, according to the information in germplasm collection, that was originally derived from Oryza glabrima. So this picture shows the Bencorum as compared to the Carolina Gold. And so we're very interested in this line because it appears it has a very close relationship to this cultivar that served the basis for our industry. Our next step is to try to get more information about this cultivar. We're in the process of contacting the Crops Research Institute in Ghana to learn more about the history of this cultivar in their collection. In addition, we have also worked with Martha Zierden, who is at the Charleston Museum in South Carolina, and she had identified this seed from an archaeological dig site, which traces back to a soil strata of a hurricane event that occurred in 1752 in Charleston. And she sent this seed to us wondering if it might be Carolina gold. Obviously, from the appearance of the seed, it looked very similar, and we were very interested in it. So we were able to successfully extract DNA from this sample of over 250 years old and run genetic marker analysis on it. Unfortunately, we found that it was not Carolina gold, that it was appeared to be one of the typical Asian rice varieties that probably was had been introduced into that region and maybe was being used initially before Carolina gold dominated the region. We've also worked with Richard Porcher of the Citadel, and he is conducting research to understand the rice harvesting technology that occurred during the era of the Gold Coast. And he provided us with samples of rice that came out of some of the old equipment and some of these threshing sites, and we conducted a genetic marker analysis on these materials. And what we found was that there was a mixture of both the Carolina gold rice as well as some of these Asian rice varieties. And so what this suggests is that perhaps the Carolina gold rice was being used as a commercial export crop, but at the same time there were some of these other rice varieties that were still being grown in that region that were probably perhaps being used for the domestic consumption. In addition, we have been using molecular marker technology to resurrect and purify this heirloom rice variety, and we have gone through the process and have released a cultivar called Carolina Gold Select, which is now available for foundation seed and for commercial production. This is currently being grown under organic production in South Carolina and is being distributed to upscale restaurants along the East Coast as part of their historically authentic cuisine market, a special niche market. So I hope this review shows that how genetic marker technology can be used to fingerprint rice cultivars, clarify germplasm relationships, actually be used to purify genetic stocks, and facilitate in the development of cultivars for some of these value-added niche markets. We're hopeful that our efforts in working with Carolina Gold Rice will help it to sustain a place in rice production for yet years to come. With that, I'll close and appreciate your attention.